I want to note that before I use what is not a precedent, I understand very well why it is wrong to compare Adolf Hitler's Third Reich to any other movement. It was uniquely evil, full stop. I get it. But there are important lessons from the history of that emergent evil, and here is one that I regard as essential. In the immediate aftermath of World War II, a small group of philosophers who had escaped Hitler's murderous regime returned to Germany and performed a kind of moral autopsy on the Third Reich. The most famous of the so-called Frankfurt School of philosophers was a man named Jürgen Habermas, best known, I would say. But it was Habermas's mentor, Theodor Adorno, who wrote that the first step in that nation's descent into hell was, and I quote, "the conversion of all questions of truth into questions of power." He described how the Nazis, and I quote again, attacked the very heart of the distinction between true and false, end quote. The Trump administration is insisting on trying to create their own preferred version of reality. They say Ukraine attacked Russia instead of the other way around, and expect us to believe it. At home, they attack heroes who have defended our nation in war and against cyber attacks as traitors. They say the climate crisis is a hoax invented by the Chinese to destroy American manufacturing. They say coal is clean. They say wind turbines cause cancer. They say sea level rise just creates more beachfront property. Their allies in the oligarchic backlash to climate action argue that those who want to stop using the sky as an open sewer, for God's sake, need to be more realistic and acquiesce to the huge increases in the burning of more and more fossil fuels, which is what they're pushing, even though that is the principal cause of the climate crisis.